So, hello everyone, my name is Zali Morgan, and I was one of the members of the curatorium of this amazing show. I had the privilege of working quite closely with Ellie here. We have a lot of Sharavienda Hansel and her father, who I've learned two things since meeting her beautiful father, that this man is why Ellie is so beautiful. And also this man is why Ellie has so much charisma and energy. So this is Dr. Cameron Ashragi. And I believe that maybe there might be a performance at the end as well. So I'll hand
over. What is it?
Yeah, sorry, it'll be a paid performance. So I'm not sure how you're going to manage that, but I'll hand it over to you guys.
Thanks, Lolly. I just wanted to say right now, I'll just say something, and that's something I have a really good excuse for. I just realized that I didn't credit my dad in any of the documentation, and that's because of pregnancy brain. A lot of the archival footage he shot, so when you see it on the film, soon throughout, that's something you used to shoot when we were really little. So sorry, Dad.
You're forgiven.
I wanted to just also start by saying that this work was probably a lifelong making. And it is heavily inspired by my parents, by my mom and my dad, and their history. They both come from two very distinct histories that are quite different, but it has the same sort of essence. Do you mind if I just start randomly? Is that okay? Yeah.
Do whatever you wish. You told me to shut up there. No, you're not in fear whatsoever.
I never said that. I never said that on my own. Now I'm clutching. I'll just briefly give some context. This work was inspired by my mom's experience. My grandma, my grandpa, my uncle had left or escaped Iran in the 80s during the revolution. And they fled over three nights across the border from Pakistan to Iran. And it was a result of the revolution, and a lot of Baha'is were persecuted, and that's the faith we are part of. And many community members of the Baha'i faith were imprisoned, executed, and displaced as a result. Dad, do you want to explain a little bit about the Baha'i community, and then I can share more?
Well, you told me not to talk. Well, firstly, I'm glad to be here. I think at least we are almost in the same time zone between Korea and Sydney, so it is just a delightful audience among the artists. At this moment, you told me not to talk about science. Yeah, I'll just give you a little bit of a background. In terms of science fiction, because not long back, Silicon Valley was giving a talk and said that, look, you know that the entire science fiction domain is driven by the artists, because it is the imagination that it makes science possible. It is what is in your mind that brings about the very best of the future. And that's how our brain, the two parts of brain work. And now that I've said that, this is part of the entire perception is in terms of some of the fundamentals of the Baha'i principle has been driving Ellie to produce her artwork is the kind of science and religion has to be in harmony. equality of men and women, it brings about a lot of duality. You know, when we go from the atom, when you bring two atoms together, something magic happens. When you split the atom, also a magic happens. And then you look at the principle. She's looking at
me. No, I love it.
And when you look at what happens, one tree can provide over 1.5 million matchsticks. But one matchstick can burn 1.5 million trees. So the take home is that the art community have to make sure that they enlighten the science community to move forward. And then it completes the duality. Anyway, so the Baha'i teaching is basically say education has to be on the forefront. And that is why we put a lot of emphasis on understanding the basis of the arts, the sciences, and do your best, no matter what that best may be or what that best is, as long as human mind provides that insight. And that is again the take home for the young. All you young, I said enough.
Beautiful, and that actually is a beautiful thing to come off, because this work is about that duality. You know, it asks, how does the God of War become the God of Love? Especially within this context, a lot of my practice is heavily influenced by spirituality, especially in response to current context happening in today's society. And a large facet of it, you know, any visual expression, any poetry, the archival family documentation, is a way of communicating or asking others to question the current discourse we're facing. You know, how do we create understanding between each other? How do we create empathy? How do we nurture the pathways between strangers? And I think that's the most important thing. How do we create unity through the whole world? And I do think that creativity is such a wonderful conduit of manifesting that. And this work is a direct response to that. It was a labor of love with community, by community. My brother performs in it, people I grew up with, and I was the child from it. The soundscape is made by this incredible 19-year-old Australian man. And, you know, he's burgeoning into this field of music. And I think a large part of this community building is capacity building, and something my dad has taught me since I was very, very young.
I made the milk bottles.
Yes, capacity building. And that's always stuck in me. How do you uplift others and also share a message that's personable but also important to you or to myself and hopefully others? And with this work, it is a very much poetic reflection. As a Baha'i, this is a very difficult thing to do. I don't integrate myself with politics, because that's also another principle of our faith. We don't involve ourselves in bipartisan politics, because that goes against this practice of unity. We're all about unity. And it's hard being an Iranian Australian. It's heavily politicized, especially in today's events, happenings. And one of the ways that I navigate this is through poetry, visual poetry. And I focus solely on the emotional landscapes of the stories that are shared with me, of what my parents experience, of what I've experienced. and find the common threads throughout using movement, archives, that's dad's footage, yes, sound, calligraphy, and through cinema and magical realism. I think it's such a powerful way to communicate these really heavy topics, heavy discussions that yes, are hard to navigate. I think, yeah, it's been quite special to bring it into this space and to be in conversation, especially with the exhibition in Able at the Gate, and something that resonates quite strongly with our community. And there's such complex history behind it. I've done a lot of talking there.
It's my turn now. Honestly, when I looked at this for the first time, I thought she had brought a history of something like 35 years together, well before she was born. Because if you look at it, it marks something interesting. It was firstly the beginning of the Iraq Great War, as you might see some of the war machines. And I recall that something I told my students in the early 80s, and I said that during the next 6 months that you are in my class, I'm going to give you all the insights. But what you do with it, it is your moral upbringing. It is how you manage yourselves within an ever-evolving society. And when you see there are tanks there, I don't know whether you have recognized it or not, and with the actual Iraqi tanks moving in August the 2nd, 1990, before most of you were born. This is very young group here, very young. And then that was then the transition, because then a bit later of the growth of both Eddie and her twin brother. So that I was quite impressed to see that process. And this is something that she showed, the gate. A gate symbolizes significantly in our technology, in nanotechnology. When I initially started before moving into neuroscience, in nanotechnology we shrink things as small as possible, and it has happened because of the artists, the imaginations of the people thought about Dick Tracy. How many of you heard of Dick Tracy? I'm so happy. Because usually I ask how many heard of Dick Tracy, nobody could say any song. And it was that imagination that brought about the film, you know, the spaceship Enterprise, Captain of Bakur. He used to say, "Bing me up, Scotty."
Yeah.
And now we got a challenge to my PhD students 2 years back. Because it was the art people, you, that drove that mindset of changing the technology. The design, this is a Samsung, I'm not advocating. But it is absolutely gorgeous. I just got it because it brings home this Dick Tracy. It brings home what happened with the Starship Enterprise in me up. Because 1986, when I set the challenge, they said it cannot happen. And I visited Samsung and they gave me this. You see, I owned it. And I can do all my work. I don't have to be back in Korea. And so I think you have to be vocal, and your presentation of your mind's imagination. When I looked at that gorgeous writing, the drapes, and I thought, what happens if I feed all that data into the, I call it extended intelligence, not artificial intelligence. What do I get out? Maybe the beginning of the next industrial revolution.
I should also say that my love for film came from Dad. He used to follow us all the time when we were like babies and film everything. I had like hours and hours and hours of footage of the archive that I went through, and I was like, wow. And Dad's commentarying on it. Once you hear the soundscape, you hear him speak throughout the work. To my grandparents, just after they settled. And actually, one of the most beautiful things for this kind of meeting and sort of response to that question of how does the God of War become the God of Love, my grandma on Dad's side actually welcomed my grandma on my mum's side at the border. So when they had migrated to Australia from Pakistan, been in Pakistan for a year. They were imprisoned for about a month. So it was very difficult. And then they came to Adelaide. My grandma, Grandma Shragan, was at the border welcoming them. And it was one of the most beautiful meeting points, because when you go through that kind of journey, you can be very tough on the heart and on the mind. You've just lost your home. You've just lost everything you've ever known. And it causes a lot of grief. And my grandma, Grandma Shragan, she's like one of the warmest people you'll ever meet in your entire life. And to be greeted by that, I think that's what it means for the God of War to become the God of Love. It's making that warmth, that connection. And I think it's so beautiful to have that kind of history within that. And then Dad would follow us around recording everything, and then it's just these layers upon layers upon layers of home. So it's all multifaceted and very, very, it's a very powerful reflection.
Is it my turn now? Madam Chairman, do we
keep going?
Perhaps if I get your permission, if I can add one important facet of family life which can reflect upon children. And hence, when they become a teenager and they grow, that sometimes because of the characteristics of our present day life, we are always busy. And this is, I think, the capital B, being busy, we don't have time. Although the technologies that is surrounding us, their entire intention has been to relieve of us so that we can develop other facets of our lives, like arts, which does not simply mean sit home and watch television. It means maybe if you like to do salsa, you can do salsa. And if you want to do Gangnam Style, have you heard about the Gangnam Style? Yes?
Yeah.
What about if we put the music on? Do you think we can get up and do it? Yeah, I can get me not learn that. Yeah, I had 2,000 people doing the Gangnam Style before I decided to give my all. But no, and then, of course, you know, this artistry, this imagination will contribute to our growth, whether we are young or old. Particularly in the Western civilization, Western world, 42% of us, you and me, we are all engrossed with acute depression syndrome. Now, whether we like it or not. However, that through this artistic community, a transformation is possible to dramatically reduce that. And by reducing that, we will see that a lot of our aches and pains, my knee joint hurting, my back hurting, my head hurting, will disappear. And if we can teach our young children to develop their artistic faculties, and then nature the youth throughout the school, and us who are a little bit older, not much older than them, we can become their enhancer so that this transition and transformation can take place, such as bringing 35 years of history into reality. Because if you sit there, I was just looking, it started somewhere about wars, then there was an eclipse, which has got a scientific background. If you know that Galileo was supposed to be put to the stake to be burned alive because he said something terrible. Do you remember what was that terrible thing Galileo said? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that the sun and the earth had a different relationship. And that was something very interesting, the resistance to change. Our DNA is engineered for 50,000 years for survival. As a reason of survival, it becomes possible for us not to want to accept new concepts. And when some of the artistic work comes through, we are hesitant to appreciate their beauty. And it is the beauty of divergence, differences, that enlightens and makes our mind grow. I'm sorry I talked too much. Told the guy, don't do much. Jesus.
I said this is one that's relevant. And it is. It's wonderful.
Does anyone have any questions? That will be hand over to Dr. Cameron for a performance.
That's still on the cards. We can get the music.
Cameron, see, it is very simple. You know, with the salsa, you just do this. And then maybe a twist if you wanted to. About like getting up and do?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes!
All right, there, everybody.
Come on, we can do this.
The one step over.
Feet forward. Very
simple. Okay.
And a lot of people's feet. One step back, one forward, all together.
All right,
all together now. Come, everybody. Yeah, get a good off you. So, there you go. One step forward. Yes. One step forward. Yes.
And then
one step on the side. Yes. Then you stop.
Oh.
And you go on the knee.
Oh. Yes, yes.
All the actions in your knees.
All the actions in the head.
Now, 1, 2, 3. No music. No music. No music.